Warning, the following audio transmission is based on theory and is intended for entertainment purposes only. It's Doomsday and its affiliates will not be held liable for anything your dumbass does. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome everybody to It's Doomsday Podcast. Today is Sunday, April 28th. Time is 2015, and I am your host, Jester Dooms. The email, itsdoomsdaypodcast@gmail.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. After a lot of B episodes, we are back to our regularly scheduled program. So I do gotta say, I'm pretty sure everybody's all beat out. Like, they're done with the bees. We've done nothing but bee episodes since January. And we're done. We're finally done. We've ran through every single episode of the Hive Life Conference out in Sevierville, Tennessee. So it's over, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. And I know what you guys are thinking. Man, well, Jester, that doesn't make sense because you didn't put out episodes every week. We get it. There was a lot of bee stuff, but... Well, let me tell you, there is a secret project that I've been working on, and you guys weren't made aware of it. Some of you were. If you follow me closely on social media, you were made aware of this. If you interact with me on different social media platforms, you were made aware of this. But I've been working on another show, and the other show is called Doom Daily. It is the Doom Daily Show. And you could find this on Spotify and different various platforms right now. But the main what I would suggest to you is Spotify. That's where I go back and I listen and get my notes and things like that. So once again, the show, Doom Daily. Go check that out. I put out a new episode Monday through Friday. They're 30 minutes long. They're out for you guys in the morning to listen to on your way to work and stuff. So if you want to hear this lovely voice every day, simply subscribe to the Doom Daily Show. With that, I also have to give you guys some updates on some things because we haven't been here in a while. Okay, so ReadyWise is up in the air currently. The code for ReadyWise right now is Doom10, T-E-N, D-O-O-M-T-E-N, Doom10, right? Once again, D-O-O-M-T-E-N, Doom10 for your 10% off at ReadyWise.com. Now, moving on. Guys, there's been a lot happening in the world since we've been on here last. We've got everything happening from planes falling out of the sky to, you know, everything is just, there's been so much. Okay. And you know, on this show, we cover prepping and surviving and homesteading and different realms of that. So I wanted to get into a little bit about this World War III, and we're going to kind of cover three areas of this kind of World War III, and I don't know if we'll get to it all in one episode. If not, we'll get to it in another episode. But I want to start with this potential that everybody keeps worrying about right now, this potential war with China. And this is something I talk about all the freaking time. I've talked about this for years. I said it was coming when this show first launched in 2019. I said, when we go to war with China, we're going to be fracked. And I'm sitting there talking to my wife the other night, and I looked at her, I was just, how crazy would it be if the TikTok ban is what starts the war with China? And she said, with the way things are going today, I wouldn't doubt it. Like, that actually seems like something that could happen. And I don't disagree. I think just because of the times we live in, with the amount of revenue China's going to lose from banning TikTok, I do think that could actually happen. So, how does one prepare for war with China? Because that is why we're here, right? To get better prepared. Real quick, before we get into that, if you guys haven't got your tickets yet for Prep Stock, get your tickets, www.prepstock.net. It'll redirect you to the link you need to get your tickets. Also, if you guys did buy tickets and you were planning on camping at the event, I do got to let you know we are almost sold out of campsites. There are only four. That's 1, 2, 3, 4. Four more campsites left at the event, and they are gone. So all the information to book your campsites is through prepstock.net, so be sure to get on there and book your campsite. Okay, so how does one prepare for a war with China? Okay, so you gotta kind of think to yourself for a second here. What could you be expecting with a war with China? Well, first off, the economy's going to go to shit.
Are you looking for something kick-ass to add to your closet? Reaper has the hookup for t-shirts, hoodies, button-ups, hats, beanies, and plenty of other badass products. You can check out Reaper Apparel Company at www.reaperapparelco.com and use code DOOM10 for 10% off. Jester only stands behind brands he believes in, and Dan at Reaper Apparel has a mission, and Jester is on board. Go check out www.reaperapparelco.com today and use code DOOM10 for 10% off your entire order. Why be a sheep when you can reap? Use code DOOM10 for 10% off at www.reaperapparelco.com today.
All right, our economy is going to take a nosedive. Even worse than it is already. You think Bidenomics is bad? Just wait. It's going to get worse. And the reason why it's going to get worse is because a lot of the items that you buy that are oh so cheap right now are coming from China, or they're coming in Chinese packaging. Okay, so whenever these companies start have to retooling, they start the retooling process, they obviously need more income, more revenue to cover the cost. Because corporations don't do things out of the goodness of their heart. So if you're a company that, say, sells, I don't know, baby formula. Say your baby formula is U.S. made, but you get your baby formula packaging or baby food packaging from China. Well, you now have to find someone in another country, someone in the U.S. who's willing to undergo this business, who's willing to take this business on and start producing your items, right? For you to package, ship, and sell your food. If there's no ROI there, it's not worth doing. Maybe these companies just cut their losses and move on. Or what they do is they increase costs during the retooling process, thus making it more expensive for you because the corporation's not going to take the hit because you need baby food. They don't care about that baby. They care about profits. They didn't wake up one day and say, you know, it'd be a really nice thing if we just helped the world and made baby food. No, they do it specifically for a profit. It is a business. If you don't agree with that, I'm sorry, you're an idiot. Anyway, moving on from that. When the retooling process starts happening for a lot of common items that you use every day, your pharmaceuticals, your vitamins, your milk, your egg cartons, the air freshener for your car, you know, all these different things that come in Chinese packaging, you're going to find these either A, they're not on the shelves, or B, if they are on the shelves, they're very expensive. So the thing you can do right now in the moment to start preparing for, in my opinion, an inevitable war with China is you could start buying up these items you use the most of now, all right? If they are something that has a wicked long shelf life, but they come in Chinese packaging, get it now. If you want to start hunting for American brands, you can do that. But the problem is when there is no Chinese brands, everybody's going to be hunting for those American brands. So I don't want to say it's counterproductive, but it's not going to do you much good because everybody's going to have that same mindset. Okay, I can't get this anymore. Who makes it now? Oh, there's a company here that makes it. Okay, let me get it from them. They'll more than likely hike the price. They'll more than likely sell out of it. That's what'll happen. Okay. Ammunition's a good one in this because a lot of people don't realize our primers and our black powder, a majority of it all comes from China. Okay, so if that supply gets cut off, our ammo supply gets cut off. And if the Chinese invade and we're in a hand-to-hand combat situation or we're in a firefight situation, you're going to want to be as prepared as possible, right? So get the ammo while you can. If you're sitting there saying to yourself, man, I got my AR sitting here and this is my go-to when shit hits the fan, but I'm really lacking the ammo I need. I'd like to have 1,000 rounds. don't hold off on it. Just go get it, because guess what? That price is going to go up. Even if you got to get like 100 rounds now, or like 100 rounds every paycheck, start doing it now and just get it done. Because once it's gone, once primers aren't coming over here and there's nobody manufacturing this anymore, you're screwed. Unless you know a buddy who's sitting on a stockpile that he's willing to part with. But chances are, if it's war, he's not going to want to get off what he has. Okay? Which kind of leads me into the next part of this is, guys, get trained up. Get proficient with a few things. Get proficient in self-defense. Get, you know, go to the range, practice some shooting, get proficient with that. Right? If you were talking about putting a new security system at your house, or putting up cameras, or you're talking about going solar, if you got plans to do something to be better prepared, do it. Because right now we have military age, capable, fighting Chinese men coming across the southern border. And guess what? They are trained. They are prepared. They are ready to go. They are ready to do the damn thing. They are here waiting on the soil right now. If someone pulls a trigger, boom. If somebody activates these men, they're ready to go. And I know that's a scary thought, but that's what it is. We're not clearing who's coming through the border illegally. And there's people coming from all over the world, and there's been multiple reports of military age, capable fighting Chinese males coming across the border. Why would that be? It's not rich old Chinese businessmen. No, they got passports. They could take a plane. They could fly right in. They're good. There's no illegals escaping China because conditions suck in making their way over here. No. There's a purpose of why they're coming. And I know a lot of people don't want to believe that, but I mean, hey, man, facts is facts. You know, you believe it or you don't believe it. I mean, they're putting the reports out there. If you want to listen to them, that's fine. If you don't, you don't. It is totally on you. It is up to you whether or not you take notice to that. All right. So that's, I mean, anything, any kind of self-defense stuff, anything to better home security. Because if these fuckers go around house to house, you better be ready. Or you better just be willing to lay down and die, or lay down and give them whatever you have. I mean, you know, it's really hard to say what you should or shouldn't do, okay? The other thing is, you know, if you have, and I'm going to say this, okay? So when you get into a war, supplies for everything become limited, but mainly repair supplies, okay? Because companies like China that manufacture, say, the parts for your refrigerator, your microwave, your oven, things like this, you're not going to be able to just get on Amazon and order those. You're not going to be able to go back down to Lowe's and say, hey, this broke, I need a new one. And they say, okay, well, it's going to be 3 weeks from the manufacturer. No, it's going to be like 3 decades from the manufacturer. And then that part's just not going to exist anymore. So if you were thinking like, man, you know, I got this electric stove. It's kind of a piece of shit. The knobs keep breaking off. Sometimes it works. I'm always having to get new burners, blah, 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 blah. But I've really been considering getting this gas stove, this one that I can convert over, run on liquid propane in the house, or whatever. Go do it. Get it done. Knock it out so you're ready. Just have it done. Because if we're in a wartime crisis, you are not getting parts. And many are believing, they're out there saying that this is going to be a world war. You know, and I'm kind of right there with them. I think that Russia and China are going to hammer the shit out of us while other world nations watch. That's what I think is going to happen. And I think they're strategically going to take out major comms areas first, like major cities that have our major communication hubs, like Atlanta, D.C., Philadelphia, L.A., Nevada, or Las Vegas, right? These major hubs, Detroit, okay? And then once those cities are strategically hit, we are now in the Stone Age. Then they will worry about military installations. Then that's when they'll worry about that. They'll strike first, cripple us. And then when we're getting ready to fight back, that's when they'll hit our bases. And then if we surrender and we say we've had enough and we're willing to become the new variant of the new China-Russia land, or Russia-China land, or, you know, this Russian-China dystopian country, if we say we're ready, maybe they'll show us mercy.
fire is one of the most basic essentials for survival. Whether you're camping, hiking, or preparing for disaster, Blackbeard has your six. Go to www.blackbeardfire.com and utilize code Doomsday for 10% off your entire purchase. Blackbeard offers stormproof matches, plasma arc lighters, fire starters, and ferro rods, all of which are great for your bug out bag. Once again, go to www.blackbeardfire.com and utilize code Doomsday for 10% off your entire purchase.
But if not, once all these strategic areas are hit, they'll start rolling down your blocks with tanks and armored personnel carriers. And they will rip people out of your houses, and you say, yes, I pledge to Vladimir Putin, or yes, I pledge to Xi Jinping. And then they might let you live, or they might kill you for the fun of it, because they've been trained to hate you all these years. You remember how they trained us to hate the Afghanistans and the Iraqis? Like, they just trained it. They drilled it into us. Hate anybody with a towel on their head. Hate anybody that hails from the sand. This is what they did to us. You don't think they're doing the same thing? If you don't, you're a moron, because they are. Does anybody forget back in 2001 after 9/11? You had people over there celebrating, burning American flags, stepping on them, cheering in the streets, while our women and children and first responders are dying here. The buildings aren't even gone through yet. They're still sifting out bodies, and these people are cheering. They're having, it looked like a foreign pep rally kind of thing. If nobody's seen the footage of this, you can go back. I'm sure it's available online somewhere. So, to continue into this, how does one prepare? Foods, Bidenomics has food at an all-time high. All right, and a lot of people have resorted to buying store brands and going to places that are discounted. Dollar General, Aldi's, you know, different dollar stores sell different canned goods, things like this, different snack items, blah, blah, blah. Guys, stock up on the canned goods. Absolutely stock up on the canned goods. Food's only going to go up. It's not going to go down. Okay, and when there's an event of a crisis and a war and food is limited, it'll go up even more. All right, now you will have the occasional food banks, but if you guys remember, just take a time travel trip with me real quick. Go back to COVID. Does anybody remember the food banks with lines down the block? Lines around the corner, lines miles long for food banks? Do you want to know what the crazy thing is? Fast food restaurants didn't shut down. They could have taken their happy asses to McDonald's or Burger King or whatever, but they didn't. They piled in the food banks. You could still go get food at Walmart to cook. There were things missing off the shelf. Sure, bread, certain canned goods were missing. A lot of meats were missing. Right? Like, there was a lot of stuff missing, yes. But people could have got creative. You know? They basically... So human beings are very simple-minded creatures. They bought the bread. They bought the milk. They bought the bottled water. They bought up the peanut butter. They bought up canned goods they were familiar with. Barely any, like, produce got bought up, but was not in comparison to anything else. Fresh produce did get bought up, though. But pre-made things, all your snack foods got bought up, chips got bought up, hot dogs got bought up, like things that people knew how to do that was very easy. I didn't see anybody going out and buying, like, whole frozen chickens or whole frozen turkeys. Okay. But even still, to backtrack a little bit, there was still food available in the stores, but yet they had lines down the block for food banks because people are just that lazy, or they're that stupid, or they're too dumb to be like, hey, I've got nothing to do and I have internet. Let me get on YouTube and look up something to cook. Let me learn how to cook. I'm stuck in the house with nothing to do. Let's not learn something. Let's watch TikTok and become zombies. That's what they did. That's what a lot of them did. Unless you were an essential worker, then maybe you were getting out. Maybe you were still doing something. Maybe you were. So, in this regard to, you know, this potential war, you know, go ahead and start getting your food stocks in order because you're going to need it. All right. Now, to move on with this, there are people that theorize a lot about what kind of war would this would be. Would they drop nukes? Would they just show up and invade? Would they let it start with a civil war and then come over, you know, and deal with us after we're kind of done dealing with each other type thing? And I don't think it's going to be anything of the sort. I think that you're going to have more of a chemical type warfare going on. And with the talk of fentanyl right now, it's absolutely plausible. If you guys haven't seen, if you guys listen, anybody that's out there listening to the show, if you start listening to Doom Daily, it's probably going to keep up with this show to an extent, because the other show doesn't cover prepping, but it covers real world events. So if, listen, get on there and listen to Doom Daily. And we're 20 episodes into that show right now. And you're thinking, what, 20 already? Yes. You cannot go back and binge listen. You will be lost. Just start from tomorrow's episode or today's episode and just keep going from there. Don't go back and try to binge it. So fentanyl, China is being incentivized to produce and sell fentanyl to the U.S. while it's illegal in China, by the way. Now they know we are exhausting. Now here's the thing: like let this be a little kind of trickle down effect from this. Emergency services are exhausted from fentanyl. Like absolutely, they're exhausted from it, and everybody's carrying Narcan now or naloxone. The same thing. But they're all carrying this now, and they're all exhausted from this. And the call for ODs is on the rise, and people are dropping dead left and right from this. It is having a toll on us right now in this moment, and China knows this, and they are still incentivizing companies to produce it and send it here. Let that sink in. Now, everybody's been talking about another COVID situation happening. Well, yeah, maybe. It's possible. So get your shit in order for the idea of preparing for anything biological. If you don't have your gas masks, get the gas mask. I, myself, I think for the money, if you could find brand new filters for them, the used Polish, it's the MP5, MK5, something like that. The Polish style, I believe it's MK5. I could be wrong, though. Uses a standard 40, I think it's a 40 millimeter NATO filter. So it's a standard filter. You can buy these things new, and you could buy them for different hazards. Get your gas masks. They do accept a drinking straw to utilize with canteens, so get those. Buy your IOSAT just in case they decide to start pumping some radiation over here. I have a shit ton of IOSAT. I recommend everybody has a lot of IOSAT because it's extremely cheap and easy. Okay, IOSAT's very cheap. Unless we're in war times and it skyrockets. So here's the deal with the IOSAT. The IOSAT is not long-term. It is for initial exposure and to prevent radiation from entering your thyroid. Fantastic. Okay. Nobody ever talks about the idea you could have multiple exposures. Say if you live, let's pick a city out of a hat here. Say, I don't know, let's say you live in Tampa, Florida. Okay. And they drop a nuke in Miami, and the wind shifts, and the wind goes north. You're now dealing with radioactive fallout. You're going to want that IOSAT. Let's say 2 weeks goes by, and nothing happens. You're fine. Then they drop a nuke in Atlanta, and they start getting south winds coming down toward Tampa. You're going to want that IOSAT again. You get what I'm saying? So it doesn't hurt to have extra of this on hand for how cheap it is. Plus, if you have a big neighborhood full of people, you know, maybe you want to help out your neighbors. I don't know. But it's not, you know, it's not that bad to get right now. Okay. But yeah, be a little bit prepared for that. If you haven't built a decon station at your house yet, build a decontamination station. And this is not that hard to do, guys. I mean, this is, you could literally, I'm going to give you a very simple prep for this. Okay. Very simple freaking prep. This is what I want you guys to do. And it is this simple. Okay. You're going to get an old 5-gallon bucket. You're going to get a stick. You're going to get some sponges. One soft sponge, one with soft bristles, not firm bristles, just sponge and very soft bristle. Okay? In that bucket, you're going to have a soap and dish soap solution, like Dawn dish soap, in that bucket. All right? And what you're going to do is you're going to rinse, soap up, rinse again. Okay? That's it. That's your decon station. So you can do this with a bucket, a stick, two sponges. All right? And then what you can do is you can take some old milk gallon jugs, okay? Fill them full of water, just regular water. It could be rainwater, just as long as it's not contaminated rainwater. And you poke a hole in that lid, and you just kind of squirt it over the person to decon them. That's it. Soap water is your decon. That's it. It's that simple. And that's an easy prep. And you could put all these things in a garbage bag and just toss it in the basement. If you think shit's about to hit the fan, you run down to the basement, you grab that garbage bag full of this decon stuff, and boom, you're good to go. It's that simple. You don't need these, like, you see the shit where they're doing, like, chemical showers and all that shit. No. If you're deconning, if you need to, you do it however you can. And you use the resources that are available. And that's the other thing, too. You know, right now, you have a lot of people out there trying to sell you on a lot of bullshit that you do not fucking need, and it drives me insane. Because there are people out there that profit off of other people's fear. That's what they do, and it drives me nuts. I wish I had that magical prepper item that I could tell you'll survive anything. It's only going to cost you 10 grand. I wish I had that. But sadly, that item does not exist. But you got a lot of people out there saying, hey, this will increase your survival odds by 50% for this one particular disaster for a mere low price of $499.99. And you're like, oh, man, I need that. No, get good at MacGyvering shit. Get good at utilizing the resources that you have available. Because that first nuke that goes off, if that is in fact what happens, you know, okay, it goes off. You're prepared for it. You decon whatever else. You buy the expensive decon shower and you buy the fancy radiation soap and you do these different things and thinking, oh man, now I'm good. We've survived.
Want to be a guest on the show? Email itsdoomsdaypodcast@gmail.com. That's itsdoomsdaypodcast@gmail.com.
And then some little Chinese guy shows up at your front door waving an AK-47 in your face. Because you thought that was all you needed was that high-end decon shower for the nukes, not thinking they'd be showing up later to see what the casualties are like, right? Because why would they do that? Why would they go back and get an after-action report? That sounds totally unnecessary, doesn't it? I run into people who claim to be, air fingers quote, claim to be preppers. And it's like they can't prep for daily life. They can't handle the simplest task. And I'm like, a lot of people in my daily life don't know what I do, right? They just don't. And I like to keep it that way. I like to maintain, you know, some OBSEC. And it's just kind of funny when you listen to these people talking about survival, because you quickly look at them and you quickly realize you are not going to make it. Like, you yourself are not going to make it. Number one, you're not high speed enough. You are not prepared enough. You don't have the support system that you need. You're not there. You haven't been doing this long enough, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, whatever the case may be. You don't have it in you. And you are the person that I would suggest, hey, instead of, you know, buying supplies and doing this and doing that, I think what you ought to do is you ought to buy yourself a little plot of land way out in the fucking middle of nowhere. Buy yourself an RV that you could tow with your vehicle. Have that thing loaded full of all your prepping supplies. And maybe you just bug the fuck out and live in the woods like a caveman until society restores itself. Maybe you need to be that guy. I mean, it's a possibility. Because there's some people out there, like, you live in a cul-de-sac and you can't fight, dude, you're done. I mean, it's just... I mean, that's a reality. But, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be covering more of this kind of potential war topic and what's going on here. And as time goes on, there's so much that's going to happen this year because of the election season. And here at It's Doomsday Podcast, what we like to do on the show, if you're new here anyways, we like to talk about these situations that can go wrong and how to prepare yourself for them. Something I'm going to suggest you all do right now. Stop, absolutely fucking stop sharing political shit on social media. Stop it. Stop it now. No other countries worship politicians the way we do, and it's disgusting. Okay, it really is. And by you putting out there, I'm a Trump supporter, you just put a label on yourself. By you putting out there, oh, Biden Harris, 2024, you put a label on yourself. Don't do it. Do not subscribe to this political game that they got going on social media. Don't fucking do it. Don't go into these stupid TikTok lives where it's like, give me gifts for Trump. No, give me gifts for Biden. No, don't partake in this bullshit. Wake the fuck up. It's a game. It's a facade. It is all a fucking sham. Neither of these two men that are running for the presidency have any control. I understand this. It is a facade to make you think that you have a choice, that you have a voice. It's not real. Okay? It hasn't been real for a long time. And there are people out there who are still suckers, and they haven't woken up yet. And you know what? If they haven't woke up by now, they're just going to stay asleep. That's all it is. So if you're one of these people that still believes that this is real and you're out there prepping, why? Why? I mean, why? Just why? Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, before I'm out of here, one more time, the email, itsdoomsdaypodcast@gmail.com. Drop us a line if you want to be a guest on the show, et cetera, et cetera. We will be back next Monday, and we're going to continue this preparing for war topic on the next episode. Have a great day, everyone.
This is an emergency action message. At approximately 1 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, NORA is tracking 15 ICBM nuclear missiles inbound to the following cities: Orlando, Miami, Pittsburgh, Dover, Newark, Richland, Philadelphia, New York City, Baltimore, Los Angeles, Las Vegas, Boston, Seattle, Detroit. This is an extremely deadly situation. Stay tuned, the next emergency message will be a presidential address.